25th year.
Good day. Time is 7 after the hour with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. Lots of things to talk about today, as usual, Jennifer. But we have the most important stories of the day. We have the best stories of the day. We are storytellers. I think every once in a while I should be sitting in a rocking chair and let my beard...
Let Uncle Dougie talk to you, Kitty.
Exactly. It's Uncle Dougie time. So maybe the defining moments of the day here, the essence of what's going on. I think the situation in Steubenville has been talked out. Mm-hmm. Yes or no?
I think so. And I think that CNN got theirs for reporting it in kind of a funny way.
Yeah. Any new stuff on that, Kenny? The CNN side of this debate and the discussion. The mother has gotten a lot of attention the last 24 hours or so with her discussion. There's a petition. This is the only thing that's new, and this is where I would send people, and I don't know whether you went there, Kenny, or not, because I forgot to ask you when we were talking about this before. There's a petition on change.org, Jennifer, mm-hmm. that calls for CNN to issue a formal on-air apology for seemingly sympathizing with the rapists. The petition has already got 100,000 signatures. 100,000.
Hmm.
So, you're not impressed with that.
Well, no, I am. I think that's good. I don't know if... do you think CNN should apologize? Do you think they should come out and do that?
I don't think they will. And I'm not sure. I mean, it just shows you. I think that people have the wrong idea, although they're getting the right idea. The wrong idea on how they can influence a company like this. The other side of it is you get the idea of what's on there, and they become less valuable as a source for information. Because now they're seeming, not just now, I mean, there are different ways of taking and tainting the news. Fox has become an expert in tainting the news. MSNBC is an expert in tainting or twisting the news around. And there's a bias in terms of philosophy. The left love the MSNBC approach, and the right loves the Fox approach. CNN appears to be more to the left than to the right. And so we get back to the same question. Why doesn't somebody... And I thought that's what Zucker was going to do when he went to take over the former director of the news department at NBC and running the Today Show for all those years. You'd think he'd understand that people now, there's a real opportunity to promote a news service that is unbiased. Never mind the garbage that comes out of Fox, fair and balanced, because you know that is garbage. It isn't fair. It isn't balanced at all. But CNN doesn't have an allegiance, and why would they think that this was the right way to go unless, and you're the TV person here, you know how the networks and local stations, they're the mania for getting younger viewers so they can sell advertising to those who are under the age of 49, shall we say. That's what they try to go for. So they've so missed the target. Because if you listen to any of these discussions on any radio program, you know that people of all ages are completely, especially younger women, completely over the top put off by this.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if I were you and you didn't like what went on, I'd go to change.org. Kenny, what do we have on this? I don't know this website.
It's a great website. You can put all kinds of petitions up there for everything. And people
have you done that with other things?
Yeah, actually I have, just recently.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you'd go there and sign this petition calling for CNN to issue an apology.
Yes, I would. I think they should, actually.
All right. Why do you think they do? I mean, what difference do you think it makes if they issue? There was an excerpt from, I think it was Anderson Cooper's program last night, where he seems to acknowledge, without apologizing, that the important side of the story is to know what happened to the girl.
You know why I think we should? There's a story going around that in England they're looking at letting the government have some oversight on the media. And hello, China. I think that's not quite where I want to see this country go, for sure.
No, no.
But what I would like to see is that as citizens, I think we just shut a blind eye to things that we think we can't change. And so I think if we do call out for something that we find to be inappropriate, that it's good practice for us as a society to call people out and say, hey, you shouldn't be saying things like this. This isn't right, and it's not appropriate, and we want you to fix it.
All right. Kenny, what do you have to add to that in terms of what people are saying online? Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show, or even on change.org. We don't have a connection to Kenny, John? All right. I mean, Michael? No, that's all right. Let's move along. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Jennifer at DougStephan.com. Coming up, the essence of the FDA trying to get approval of genetically engineered salmon. You talk about government malfeasance in all the stuff that's being genetically engineered. Wait till you hear this one, Jennifer. On Thursday of this week, from 6:30 in the morning till 8, I'm sorry, 6:30 at night to 8, in your local time zone, wherever it may be, you can visit Home Depot for a free workshop presented by Lutron. You'll learn the easy installation of Lutron's energy efficient lighting sensors and dimmers. They're very cool tools to have around the house, easy to install. So that's this Thursday night at Home Depot's all across the country from 6:30 to 8:30. Learn about lighting from Lutron.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Scott paper towel six-packs for $4.99.
Dad, you ready for lunch?
Sure, just gotta put on my lunch pants.
Lunch pants?
Yeah, to wipe my hands on. This office is always out of paper towels.
We got more from Staples, so keep your business pants on, please.
Your loss. For a limited time, get Scott Mega Roll Paper Towel six-packs for $4.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was at night. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's opening the shop before dawn.
It's going the extra mile for my patients.
And it's finishing well into the night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get those deductions specific to you. From a nurse's scrubs to a mechanic's tools, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
Doug, Jennifer, and Ken here at 15 past the hour on the Good Day program. When was the defining moment when you knew it was over in terms of your relationship with the government and understanding the government is not there to serve
when
you?
When we broke up.
What? Yeah. When did you
are you still living in pain?
Understand how really bad these a-holes are. Here, listen to this. The FDA... this week, apparently, on the verge of approving Aquabay. That's the name of the company. Aquabay. It's a fish farm. Aquabay wants to sell you. They want to raise and sell you genetically engineered salmon. So there are three kinds of salmon. One of them is what you get in the raw. That is the natural and not homegrown, because homegrown is two. So the natural salmon that are in the cold waters of Alaska, that's the best, that's the healthiest, that's the kind of salmon you want to buy. It costs about twice as much as the farm-grown salmon. But now the third step on this ladder, genetically engineered salmon. The FDA, listen to this, only looked at a few fish that came from the Aquabay tank. A few fish that exhibited 50% higher rates of allergens, 40% higher rates of growth hormone linked to cancer in humans. They looked at a few of them, and they saw that almost half of them had allergens and also things that would be linked to having cancer, and yet... And by the way, this study that Aquabay has put forth, there was 12 to 15 months in here where they were looking at this stuff. And by the way, this company has failed before in coming up with something that is healthy. So my suggestion to you is that you submit comments to the FDA asking them to stop this mad rush to put this... It's a very mysterious the studies are mysterious in and of themselves. The salmon has been genetically altered to produce extra growth hormones, allowing them to grow faster and bigger than natural
salmon. Just like you'll grow if you eat the salmon.
Right, exactly, yeah. There are no independent studies, none. The FDA has no studies on the salmon's safety. They have, at the FDA, relied on the false assumption that genetically engineered foods are the equivalent of natural foods, as well as data provided by the company, which obviously wants to make more money. They want to sell more salmon. At the same time this happened, Jennifer, the FDA ignored the concerns raised by thousands and thousands and thousands of Americans, dozens and dozens of legislators, and hundreds of scientists. The National National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, all told the FDA this was bad. The FDA doesn't give a damn because they're in the pockets of these big companies. This is a perfect Monsanto situation. And it will not be labeled. So you will have no way of knowing or choosing to avoid genetically engineered salmon.
Wow. See, that's all I would ask, is just put a sticker on it. You want to do this? Fine. Put a sticker on it.
You want to eat it? Educate yourself as to what you're doing to your body and go ahead and eat away.
Mm-hmm.
But without knowing, I would stop buying salmon. That's what this will do, is this will, anybody who's got a brain and doesn't know what they're buying will just stop buying salmon. Unless they know that it comes from the waters of Alaska and it's the real thing. So this is the kind of stuff, again, you can go to the comment page at regulations.gov. You want to go there? They
sure.
were sending people all over the place today. Change.org. Maybe there ought to be a petition at change.org. Kenny, maybe we can start. Can citizens start petitions at change.org?
Can.
All right, let's start. Let's do that. Let's look at change.org, see if there is a petition there to focus on the FDA's assessment of these genetically engineered foods, especially salmon now, and get people to comment on that. You want genetically engineered salmon or any kind of foods? Protest. We'll set up something at change.org, or you can go to regulations.gov, all right, and say no. Just say no to genetically engineered salmon. It's 20 after the hour on Good Day.
If you need to lose weight and would like to get paid to do so, that's right. I said get paid to lose weight. Just listen to the following announcement. The makers of Extreme Green Coffee Weight Loss are looking for real testimonials from real people and will pay you per pound to meet or exceed your weight loss goal. Until now, the secrets of green coffee's fat-burning power has been limited. But thanks to a prominent TV talk show doctor featuring the green coffee bean as a miracle fat burner, the secret is out. And now Extreme Green Coffee is available in convenient, easy-to-take drops. There are no expensive meals to buy or strenuous workouts to commit to. Simply take an Extreme Green Coffee Bean extract before each meal and record your progress. Only the first 200 callers are guaranteed to be accepted into the program. So if you're serious about losing extra weight and want to earn extra money for fitting into your skinny jeans again, call now.
Call 888-990-0215. 888-990-0215. Space is limited, so hurry and secure your spot today. 888-990-0215. Some conditions apply. 888-990-0215.
Drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar. You've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if your service is active. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost, contract, or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost, stranded, or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage maps, details, and system limitations.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption, absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Of dead pigs found floating in a river in Shanghai has now risen to over 13,000. Now, officials suspect they ended up in the water because farmers upstream are throwing the pigs thought to have died of disease into the river. Yeah, so either that or somebody's playing the world's largest game of Angry Birds. They're not sure which one it is. What I love is this. Chinese officials said the dead pigs will not affect the quality of the drinking water from the river. You know, how bad is your drinking water if 13,000 dead, rotting pigs don't affect the taste? Oh, it tastes like it always does, really. I love bacon-flavored water.
You know what's a big hit now on History Channel? You folks watch the History Channel? There's a big hit movie called, it's a miniseries called The Bible. Have you been watching The Bible? It's based on a book. And they have a character in there who plays Satan, who plays the devil, and he looks a little bit like President Obama. Did you pick up on that? It's a little bit like President Obama. And I thought, well, that's funny, because if President Obama was actually Satan, think about it, well, then the Republicans might be willing to deal with him. You know what I'm saying?
March Madness is heating up. You guys excited about this? I did the bracket for this year's NCAA tournament this weekend. It was revealed last night. Experts are saying that this year, 30 teams have a good chance of reaching the Final Four. 30 teams. Fans might have to make a random pick and just hope it works out. Or as Republicans put it, been there.
According to the New York Times, New Yorkers annually spend 59 years. That's tonight. 59 hours stuck in traffic. Yeah. Yeah. And as a matter of fact, what you're looking at right now is a rerun. I'm in the Holland Tunnel.
Okay.
Right. Oh, boy. Kim Kardashian once spent 59 hours stuck in a marriage.
Everybody excited for St. Patrick's Day weekend?
That's what this is. Yeah, I got it.
I wish that you guys at home could be here, because the whole studio smells like a mix of beer and shamrock shakes. It is exciting. I am Irish, of course, and I celebrate St. Patrick's Day, but I don't drink. Because I think Irish people are hard enough to understand when they're sober. That's the way my grandfather would talk. That's right, this Sunday is St. Patrick's Day, which means Monday is Scared to Check Instagram Day. I just know that.
All right, so Jimmy Fallon from last Friday and from last night, David Letterman, Jay Leno in there with a smile for most of you. Meanwhile, what is I'm looking at some of the television stories today, Jen.
Mm-hmm.
The shows that are continuing, the shows that are getting canceled. I see, I don't know if you saw this or not, Chris Maloney is going to be in some show with S. Epathomurkison. Did I see that? Or was it somebody else? The two of them are in new TV shows.
Right.
Both of them, Law and Order. What, are they together?
I don't know if they're together or not, but I did see that story. I'm not sure if they're going to be in the same show or not.
Uh-huh. Okay, go ahead.
Oh.
What else?
I thought you had something else for me. Well, you know, the Tony Awards, Dougie, are all set. They're going to air on Sunday, June 9th on CBS. Ceremony returns to New York's Radio City Music Hall after 2 years at the Beacon Theater. Nominees will be announced on April 30th. Then Amber Tamblyn is coming back to TV. She was in Joan of Arcadia. She's going to star opposite of Skeet Ulrich in CBS's new pilot, Anatomy of Violence.
Uh-huh. Anatomy of Violence. That's what we need, is
more violence, right?
On television. That's what we need. More rapes, more murders, more of the kinds of things. My lady friend Meredith went to see that movie, The Call, with Halle Berry. She said it was the worst movie she's seen for a long, long time.
Oh.
Horrible. Why would
anyone? In a violent way or in a
awful.
Terrible movie way?
It's just awful violence. 28 past the hour and good day.
Insight Daily Radio. Nashville singer-songwriter Rose Falcon has just released a new collection of original gems entitled 19th Avenue, the EP, Volume 2. How did Rose get to be such an accomplished songwriter? She sat down with us and gave a bit of her background, her approach towards lyrics, and some extra insight into how she debuts new material to her songwriter father, Billy Falcon.
I kind of just fell into songwriting naturally, and I never thought, I want to be a songwriter. It just happened. I started to write poetry. I kind of went through an awkward phase in my childhood, in middle school and high school, and the only way I knew how to express my feelings, I guess, was with words, because that's how I'd seen my dad always express his, and so I thought, well, that's a good way to do it. And so I started writing my thoughts down, and eventually they turned into songs. My father is a songwriter. His name's Billy Falcon. Sometimes do I play him a song, and he kind of looks at me like, whatever. Like, I can read his face. I'm like, oh, you do not like that, do you? And he always has a comment. It's never just like, just let it go by. He always wants to change a word. But I mean, I've gotten, you know, at least one cut that I know of that he wasn't really crazy about the song, and that kind of showed me, like, his word isn't always gospel. Like, I have to be strong and believe in what I believe in and trust myself and my instincts. A lot of times now, I won't play him a song until I have decided myself that I love it no matter what anybody says, and I think it's good.
That was Rose Falcon speaking about her latest release, 19th Avenue, the EP, Volume 2. For more info, please visit rosefalcon.com.
Visit us on the web at insightdailyradio.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day, celebrating our 25th year.
And I got the sunshine and the blue sky up above. I got the black.
Program at 33 after the hour, 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Jennifer at DougSteffen.com or Ken at DougSteffen.com or Rich at DougSteffen.com. So, Richie, we've been weighing in on a proposal. The Food and Drug Administration is going to appear, apparently, is going to... Wait a minute, let me turn that around. Is apparently...
Or it appears.
Make up your mind.
It appears that they're going to approve genetically engineered salmon.
Yummy.
So, the whole discussion, we're finding...
Doesn't matter to me. It's all going to be labeled. I won't buy it.
No, it's not. No, it's not going to be labeled.
Oh, really?
That's the point. Yeah. It isn't going. That's the whole thing. Okay. That's why NOAA, Fish and Wildlife Service, they're all against this.
They will still... It'll still say wild caught. Or farm raised by the wild caught. How are they going to genetically modify wild caught fish?
No, this is not about the wild caught fish. This is about the ones that are farmed.
Right. Yeah. I don't buy farm raised fish anyway.
All right. So you're saying that there are labels now that indicate in your state, is that countrywide or is that just in your state?
I think it's nationwide.
I do not think it is.
When I walk into my grocery store and I go to the seafood section, every grocery store, there are signs that say wild caught, farm raised.
I don't know that that is... Kenny, would you mind checking that out just to do a quick check and see if that's something that's a state law in Virginia where Richie...
Jen, do you know when you go in?
I don't buy salmon. I'm not a big
fan.
No,
any fish. Any fish.
I mean, don't buy any fish.
Oh, really?
Isn't that really sad? I never buy seafood because I'm not really a seafood person. If I eat it, I eat it out. I don't eat it at home.
I buy it, and I don't... I buy it, and Meredith buys it, but I would not... I couldn't tell you that I looked at a package of salmon and saw...
Not even on the package as well, but...
I don't buy packaged stuff like that.
In the display case.
I don't buy that either. I buy from the guy that puts it by the counter. Give me a piece of fresh Alaska salmon.
Right.
And it doesn't say anything on it because he's taking it out of the counter. So I'm not a good one to ask.
So behind that glass display case where they have all the fish laid out, there will be... I never buy tilapia or catfish.
No, not in California, not Massachusetts.
So, but any fish, salmon... Cod, haddock, whatever it is, for each one, there's like a little plastic thing in the window there that says wild caught or farm raised.
No, not where I am. So I'd be curious to know at 888-302-3684 if that's the case where you are. At any rate, if you go to regulations.gov or to change.org, Kenny says there's a petition there as well. The thing that really gets me on this, Richie, this administration once again is willing to gamble with your health for the financial benefit of yet another biotechnology company. That's all it is. So if you want to comment to the FDA, express your opposition to genetically engineered salmon, this is the time to speak up. All right? There's a summary on the FDA website of all of this, and you see in there how ridiculous it is. They have no real proof this stuff works, other than a few studies that suggest, hey, this is great. So that's page one of perhaps some action you may want to take today.
Directly seeing those lobbyist dollars at work, right?
Yeah, right. Okay, so here's another one, all right? Mm-hmm. The Fluoride Information Network is saying this week, with a very interesting, like, 30-page overview of how bad fluoride is in the water. This is yet another government thing, and there are doctors, God love Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's one of the medical experts we have on this program, but because there is some sort of, according to the government, justifiable information that fluoride is good for your teeth, then you have fluoride in your water in most communities. What is not a focus is what else it promotes. In other words, there are all kinds of... And this is where an informed consumer... Remember that... what was the name of that clothing company? Sims? Where an educated consumer...
That's our best customer.
Right. Well, they're out of business.
Right.
And
apparently, they didn't have any too many educated
apparently
consumers.
Apparently not. Right. Well, but I mean, think about it for a minute. People would accept genetically engineered salmon. People accept fluoride in the water, even though study after study after study after study after study has... Anyone who reads any of this information understanding that there is no absolute certainty in these matters, that you're not being exposed to all kinds of really horrible things in your drinking water. Jay Leno was joking earlier. That's when I first started to think about this, Richie. He was joking about all those pigs that have been found in the floating downstream in a couple of the rivers in China. And the Chinese government says, don't worry, it won't affect the quality of the drinking water.
The number of dead pigs found floating in a river in Shanghai has now risen to over 13,000. Now, officials suspect they ended up in the water because farmers upstream are throwing the pigs thought to have died of disease into the river. Yeah, so either that or somebody's playing the world's largest game of Angry Birds. They're not sure which one is. No, but I love is this. Chinese officials said the dead pigs will not affect the quality of the drinking water from the river. You know, how bad is your drinking water if 13,000 dead, rotting pigs don't affect the taste? Oh, tastes like it always does, really. I love bacon-flavored water.
888-302-3684. The properties of fluoride, and this is a study that was done mostly in the Southwest, have shown that your teeth improve. It is good for your teeth, but it isn't good for the rest of you. So I guess the question would be, is fluoride good to have in your toothpaste? It's in, try to find, even Tom's, which is supposed to be one of those really good brands of toothpaste.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the labels on Tom's toothpaste and find, you can find them that don't have fluoride. But when his company got started, it was all about this sort of thing. Now that it's been bought out by Crest or Procter & Gamble, bought it out, they put fluoride in everything. All right.
I generally am a little bit weary of something that says only use a pea-sized portion, and if swallowed,
right,
call the poison control.
Right. If in fact, your
I'm gonna
child,
brush my teeth with that.
If your child swallows a tube of toothpaste, you better get them damn fast to the hospital, very quickly. Fluoride is the only chemical added to water. When you get right down to it, this is unethical because you can't consent to it. You are told you will drink the water, it has fluoride in it, we decide we're smarter than you are, and essentially you go for it, right? You go for it because we told you that it's okay, and you have no choice. Yes, exactly. All right, so here's a good one. Government, you want another government story?
Sure.
The Senate barbershop.
Oh, yes.
Senate has a barbershop. White House has a barbershop. House of Representatives has a barbershop.
They can't commingle barbershops?
Pentagon has a barbershop.
Really?
The FDA has their own barbershop.
Wow.
Every government agency has their own barbershop.
That's important.
Good-looking politicians, I'll tell you.
Yeah,
always
right.
Neat and trim.
Very nice. So you'll be happy to know, Richie, that the Senate barbershop alone last year lost $350,000. That is, the taxpayer supported. It runs a deficit of $350,000 a year, not only for last year, but for the last 15 years. The taxpayer has supported the Senate and the people who work there to the tune of $350,000. How about them apples?
Add that to the story I saw yesterday where the White House calligraphy office, three employees, cost $275,000 a year, and that doesn't count for the ink and paper.
Okay, so those of you who want to pay more in taxes, help yourself. Step right up and support the barbershop at the Senate, the House, the White House, wherever it
but
is.
But you'll be glad to know that because of the budget cuts, that there will be no Easter egg roll on the White House lawn this year.
Right. Well, that's because Easter eggs are bad for you.
They're cutting the important things.
That's right.
They are.
President Obama killed the Easter bunny. Breaking news. I think there was some fur in his teeth.
There you go. All right. Well, it's if you'll pardon the pun, food for thought. 17 before the hour. Jennifer, Rich, Kenny, Doug on the Good Day program. You have an idea what your cholesterol number is? Richie knows what his is. Jennifer knows what hers is.
I'm going to know tomorrow when
I'm
going to get my physical tomorrow.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So understanding your cholesterol begins with understanding what your cholesterol number is. You know that there are two sides to this, the HDL and the LDL. HDL is good, LDL bad. Got too much bad? Need to get rid of it. How do you get rid of it? You use Cardiol, C-A-R-D-I-O-L, has omega-3 antioxidants like CoQ10, resveratrol, bioflavonoids. It's a multivitamin for your heart. And you can get a free 30-day trial of Cardiol so you can lower your cholesterol. Just pay shipping and handling when you dial 888-809-6424. You're going to ask for the free 30-day trial, and they will happily, gleefully, joyfully send you a 30-day supply of this wonderful product that I've been using for over a year to keep my triglycerides and my cholesterol in check. And once you know the number, then you know whether you need it or not. If you have good cholesterol numbers, you don't need this. If you have high cholesterol, that's where most of the people in this country are, most people. And I'm betting Richie's cholesterol, either the good stuff, you won't have enough of it, or you'll have too much of the bad stuff because that's where most Americans are, then you need to modify it. And that's what Cardiol does. Free 30-day trial of Cardiol. Pay the shipping and handling. And every Thursday and Monday, you get a chance at a free cholesterol home test kit. Call 888-809-6424. You can ask them how you can get a free home testing kit, or you can just buy one. They're very inexpensive and very handy to have to keep track of your cholesterol. Cardiol.net/Doug or 888-809-6424 to have a healthy heart.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number. It's juggling school and work.
It's paying my dues on the job.
And it's pulling all-nighters when I need to. You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Discover card?
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog cone ketchup.
All food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
A new campaign by the American College of Gastroenterology asks which cancer can be prevented with screening, breast, prostate, or colon. The answer may surprise you. Dr. Ronald Bender, president of the American College of Gastroenterology, explains.
The answer is colon cancer, the number two cause of cancer death in this country, which affects men and women. For other cancers, the goal is to detect them early while still in a curable stage. But we can do better than that for colon cancer. Here's how. Before a cancer develops, there is a premalignant stage called polyps. If we find and remove polyps, colon cancer never has a chance to form. That's why colonoscopy is such a powerful preventive strategy and why the ACG recommends colonoscopy as the preferred colorectal cancer prevention test. Start screening at age 50. African Americans should begin at age 45. Speak with your doctor. Nobody should die of colon cancer.
To learn more, visit GI.org. That's GI.org.
Just whistle while you work. And cheerfully together we can tidy up the place.
Attention, parents and children everywhere. The Walt Disney Company is going to implement a new policy at its theme parks beginning this Saturday. Children under 14 better have an older person with them, or at the door you will be asked to... Well, you won't be in, so you'll not be admitted. That's for both the Anaheim and Orlando Disney parks and other parks. I guess they're talking about the one in Paris. No unaccompanied children under 14. So why is this a good idea?
Entering the park.
Yeah, you can't get in. Is this a good idea or a bad idea?
Really, it's a good idea.
It's a good idea.
It's fine.
Yeah. You don't need a six-year-old going into the park with another six-year-old. You're just asking for trouble.
Yeah.
We were talking about a six-year-old going to the park.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Sad that we even have to have this rule, but I'm sure we do.
Well, maybe you let you. I mean, you know, my son has been there enough times. You know, he's only 9 years old, but he's been there enough times where he would know the park and feel comfortable walking around the park. Would he want to walk around by himself? No, he would not. Yeah. But at, you know, 11 or 12 with a friend.
Afraid. Wouldn't you think they'd be scared?
At 8 or 9, he wouldn't want to walk around. It's a big place, but he knows his way around it fairly well. But, you know, I could see an 11 or 12-year-old going, Dad, we'll meet you back here in an hour type thing. But dropping them off at the entrance and letting them go in by themselves ain't happening.
What responsible parent would let their do that?
We were actually talking to some friends at a party or something we were at a few weeks ago, and they were talking about how they knew somebody whose child was abducted by some weirdo in there.
Yeah.
And they shut down the whole park, locked it down, and found the kid through all the security cameras within like 5 minutes. Yeah. And the person had shaved the kid's head and changed its clothes.
In that much time.
And they found the kid in 5 minutes.
Wow. Ooh.
They've got that place under control.
Big Mickey is watching.
Big Mickey is watching.
Stories of the day here on Good Day, 10 before the hour.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Scott paper towel 6-packs for $4.99.
Hey, ready for lunch?
Sure, just gotta put on my lunch pants.
Lunch pants?
Yeah, to wipe my hands on. This office is always out of paper towels.
We got more from Staples, so keep your business pants on, please.
Your loss. For a limited time, get Scott Mega Roll Paper Towel 6-packs for $4.99 at Staples. That was easy. Offer is $3.23.13. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Gossipodea, wonderful feeling, wonderful day. Yes, sir. Gossipodea.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar.
And it better run anymore.
Or would you rather be a pig?
Or would you rather be a fish?
A fish, darn. Always get it wrong.
She's an animal.
It's 53 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Chuck Curry and Rich McFadden with you. Doug has stepped out for a couple of minutes. We'll return shortly. Until then, we get to listen to one of the songs from one of my favorite movies of all time, Chuck. Hudson Hawk with Bruce Willis and Danny Aiello. Love this.
You may grow up to be a fish.
Did I hear you say the last time we mentioned this movie that they had thought about redoing or bringing back or doing something with it?
I don't recall that, but that movie came out, I believe, 2 years after Bruce Willis hit big in Die Hard. Die Hard was 88, Hudson Hawk was 90, and that was in the day when I think less films released than now, and that really got hammered by critics.
Yeah.
It was labeled a bomb upon its release.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no.
Reputation is not really preceded.
Yeah, no, it was labeled a horrible movie, but it's a lot of fun.
It has entertainment value, no doubt.
Yeah, it's a lot of... The hardest part about it was what's-her-face, Sandra... Oh, I can't remember.
Yeah, Madonna's friend at the time.
Yeah, Sandra Bernhardt or Burke or something.
Sandra Bernhardt.
Yeah, she's pretty funny in the movie. So anyway, we play that sound clip from that movie because Bruce Willis turns how old today, Chucker?
So I'll go with 56.
58.
Wow, 58.
58. Okay. He's still doing well.
Strong, though.
Yeah,
he's doing very well.
He had a lull for what, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, something like that, and then.
Well, he continually worked. You know, it's interesting. I was telling my wife the other day when the last few times I've gone to Walmart, if you look at the DVD section where they sell DVDs, there's a few movies directly to DVD, and Bruce Willis is one of the stars of it. And you didn't see that 10 years ago, where an A-list star would make movies that went straight to DVD and play in a movie theater. But there's just so much product on the marketplace, and some of it's deemed, you know, not the high profile, and that's where it goes, or direct TV.
That's
or,
what you would expect to happen to Steven Seagal movies.
Exactly.
All right.
But no, he's had a fantastic career and continues to work.
Sure has.
We'll hear in the upcoming G.I. Joe movie.
All right, let's get to our contest here. We're going to play three clips, and Chucker usually knows these. I know them sometimes, most of the time, and you guys know them all the time. So if you do know what movie these clips come from, give us a call at 888-302-DOUG, 888 888-
888-302-3684 once you know what movie this clip comes from.
Yeah, one more thing. None of them want to pay taxes again. Ever.
Hmm. I know the voice. I can't recognize who it is, but I know that voice. But no help from me. Let's try cut number two here.
You telling me you have a backup plan? That these eight Boy Scouts right here, that is the world's hope? That's what you're telling me?
Okay.
I know it.
Yeah, we obviously know who that is. Now, I think I know which one it is, but I need one more.
The United States government just asked us to save the world. Anybody want to say no?
Yeah. All right. 888-302, Doug, that one's, it's fairly easy. We almost had this exact situation happen in Russia a few weeks ago. And had Bruce Willis been on the scene, it wouldn't have had the, 1,000 people wouldn't have been hurt. So, no. All right, so 888-302, Doug, if you know what movie that comes from. Chucker has movie news for us. What's going on, Chuck?
80s, here we go, Rich. 80s maker producer Joel Silver and Studio Canal handed the rights to reboot John Carpenter's 1980 action-adventure film Escape from New York, in which Kurt Russell played anti-hero Snake Plissken. The idea is to tweak the property and turn it into a trilogy, which I have mixed feelings about. To me, Snake Plissken is Kurt Russell. It'll be interesting to see what actor can do it justice. Other news, Tom Cruise reportedly in negotiations to star in Warner Brothers' big screen version of the 60s TV show The Man from Uncle. You know, say what you want about Tom Cruise, but he's going to do a sequel to Jack Reacher. That film did just enough business to greenlight a sequel, and he'll do a Mission Impossible 5. So if he gets Man from Uncle, which will easily be a franchise property, he'll work steady and get big paychecks for the next 5 to 10 years.
How many 60s television shows can Tom Cruise recreate into the movie screen into a series?
I guess he wants to do one more. But, you know, I guess the business plan, really the business plan of any actor is to get at least one franchise property and make 3 or 4 films out of it and get big paydays for 10 years. He's done this now for at least 3 times, 3 or 4 times. One other bit of news, Warner Brothers starts filming on their reboot of Godzilla this week. It'll be out next summer, 2014.
All right. Well, the Mission Impossible stuff is always fun, so I always look forward to seeing that stuff. Man from Uncle. Bring back Hudson Hawk. That's what I want to say. In El Paso, let's go to Terry. Terry, what's the name of that movie we played the sound bites from?
Armageddon.
It is Armageddon with Bruce Willis. It was all over the place around those years. So there it is. Thank you very much, Terry. It's 58 past the hour. Chucker, tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.